In a world searching for meaning and hope, there's a place where voices rise. Welcome to the Repurpose Podcast Network, your haven for podcasts that envelops the everyday lives of believers. Shows about relationships, news, sports, and so much more. With so much negative content defining the Black experience, controlling the narrative is on the forefront. We amplify, elevate, empower Black creators to share with the world their thoughts and ideas. Tune in and unlock a world of captivating content that entertains and uplifts. The Repurpose Network. One message, many voices.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the James Taylor Jr. Podcast. I'm your host, James Taylor Jr. I got my boy Rodney in the building. I got my boy Reg in the building. And we're going to have a tough conversation today. Modern men versus what they call in the older heads, a man's man. Modern men versus a man's man. And we want to have the conversation. Strengths and weaknesses. Being a modern man, is it really viable today? And you know, because they get proposed to now. It's a lot of different things that they do too. Yeah, they get bended knee. You know what I'm saying? Like they're a wounded warrior. But that's a whole nother stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the conversation on that. But I want you to subscribe to this YouTube channel, man. We would love for you to be a part of what we're doing here and check out any of the things that these brothers got going on their platform. We as men, nonprofit that helps people out, personal trainer extraordinaire. You got one bad client. I'm praying for him. He needs to show up more often. All right, so let's jump into it. So I did a speech, right, for the company I work for, that I used to work for, and you know what I'm talking about, Reg.
Yep.
Remember I told Reggie this story. I did a speech for them, and I was talking about struggles in the African American community because they were trying to raise money that they were supposed to give to the Black community that they never gave. When I got done with my speech, I got to the end and I was like, typical believer in Christ. I was like, come on, let's pray. God said, hold on. Did JT touch your heart? Did he really reach your soul? I need everybody to get their checkbooks out right now and write a check. Now you call people in their emotions. 5,000, 10,000. He said, we're going to tally up everything now and then we're going to come back. Came back out 20 minutes later. God, praise God, we raised $1.5 million. And then they gave me a check. For $2,500 again. I said, that must be the Negro check. $2,500, that must be the Negro money. Everybody could see my face. Had an old Black dude walk up to me. He said, son, that's called tokenism. You just been tokenized.
Ooh.
He said, but if you think about it, your speech was so damn good, you worth $1.5 million. That's what you're really worth. You'd have gave that speech to this same room for what you was doing. You would have walked away with $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So the next time you're in somebody's room, make sure it's your own. I'm sitting there crying. But how do I get people? They said, there you go. There you go, whining.
So
that's the reason why I'm saying that is he was teaching me to see my value.
Yeah. Value. Yeah.
Now, whether $1.5 million, that's not the point. I do believe I'm worth more than that. But he was showing me my value as a communicator because that's my gift. You a trainer. I ain't blink on what I paid you. Because I seen some big folk in there working with you. I see some people losing weight. I mean, you can play quiet all you want. He got money. Where the camera? But do you understand what I'm saying? You run that. You are considered self-employed.
Yeah.
But if you got more trainers like they do at that gym, you'd be a business. But you might not want that. A lot of people don't want that. But I be watching people, man. I watch white folk do jobs that they don't like and run companies because they see the numbers. Mm-hmm. It ain't necessarily because they like it.
Right.
Because they see the numbers. Mm-hmm. If more black people would stop. Like, I love the lawn care business. I just love it. I'm really fighting not going back to it, but it's just easy money. Now, it's hard labor for the other people who are doing it. I'm going to keep it a stack.
Right.
It's hard labor for my son.
But it's easy money. Right now it's February. If I got to March, I'd be making a killing. I could buy a truck right now and make a killing. Easily $150,000. Just one truck by myself. It'll eat up all my time. But if I was smart, I'd put away $20,000. Buy the truck and the camera. Hire an employee to go cut people's yards. Teach and train them and show them how to do it and never have to worry about it again. Work from that time to the end of the year and do that. And somebody be like, oh, don't do that. That's not God. It's money. You got it. Like, you know, you said plan A. A plan A to me is help. A plan A for me is doing B, C, and D to help A. I don't have to love B, C, and D. I just want B, C, and D to fund A.
Yeah, perfect your craft.
Because most of the people who own these big movie companies, they did real estate. They took the real estate and they went and bought the movie companies. Mm-hmm. And then they take the movie companies to go buy more real estate to keep their income going like this.
Keep it going.
They're creating cash flow. Mm-hmm. And then they buy assets that go along with the cash flow. But we don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Like, we talking about... Ain't no modern man talk about that.
No.
Ain't no modern man talking about it. They don't even talk about it at church. They don't even talk about it at the mosque. They don't talk about it at certain mosques. You ever seen a Jewish rec center? They got a bunch of them across the country.
A who?
Jewish rec center. Yeah, they got a bunch of them across the country.
Yeah.
YMCAs, mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Clubs. Y'all ever look at the boards of these people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How many Negroes on the board?
One female.
It's not many.
It's not many.
Oh, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah, it's not many.
How many black people they use to do the commercials?
Majority.
One and a half. Huh?
They use a lot
of them.
One and a half. They're usually the woman and the child, half the child.
I'm talking about. But if you look at the celebrities they use are African American.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let it go, man. We've been on this for a while, but I'm saying all that to say that this is the part that needs to change. We were talking about modern men, but I wanted to go down this road because I think what has to happen is the family as a whole have to see themselves as a successful, valuable entity, just their identity of who they are, mm-hmm. that you are blessed to be wired to create wealth for yourself. Like what I'm going to do in 10 months, most people won't do in a year, in 5-10 years. Because it's a mindset. Because white folk, black folk, anybody, once you learn a system, that system generates money where you don't got to struggle. I literally was in here talking to Holly about it. I was like, well, I'm not going to do that because I'm not ready. But the more we talk, I'm about to order these cameras. I'm about to take that 22 and I'm my cousin. Because it don't make no sense not to have it. And then I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, you know, I'm not ready. My emotions. Da-da-da-da-da. And then Holly's like, well, I'll rent the cameras from you. Source of income. And I'm like, yeah, Holly, you know what I'm saying? Because my mind is not really focused on. Because you don't think that those things could generate money for you. We don't know how to create income. But if somebody, I don't need magic to give me the money. Mm. I need to teach magic to tell me how he got there. And then I need the bank to not play me when my credit score is enough so I can get my own loan. And then that could work for me. I don't really need your money if I can get my loan. See what I'm saying? But because when you say, I need you to hear.
Yeah, get money, buy income. Yeah.
Because we got a bunch of people going to jail for them PPP loans in the next 7 months. A lot of people going to jail. And they said, what, boy?
You know that's why they ain't getting it out yet? Giving out another one?
Huh?
They still trying to get people because that's why the reason they were supposed to give out two. They haven't gave out the second one because they still put a lot of people up from the first one. That's why they haven't given out the second one.
Yeah, they're going to make people pay that bread.
Stay clear.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're doing a new thing right now with the LLCs. you got to report your LLC a certain way or you get charged almost $500
a day. Yeah.
A day?
A day, $500 a day, bro. Yeah, up to $500 a day. So what it is, everybody before this year, if you had an LLC before this, November of last year, mm-hmm. if you had an LLC before November of last year, you have up until next year to mm-hmm. file it correctly. But if you just started, you got to start filing correctly the day you started this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I'm saying, y'all, this has been a great conversation
yeah.
about us really learning how to take care of ourselves. Listen. We done skipped the modern man stuff. I might have to break this up, but
I mean, but if you think about it, like our mindset is not a modern man mindset. It's a man's man mindset because we're talking about taking care of our family.
Yeah,
and right. a modern man is not really going to take care of his family. He's more just take care of himself.
Yeah, mm. yeah.
So, I agree. Mean, we were there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the difference is like if I could find a way, I own me a TikTok. But there's a black man who owns fan base.
What's called the son? The third.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Isaac Hayes' son.
Isaac Hayes the third, yeah.
So we won't talk about that.
I done had that for a long time because it's about black owned.
Oh, fan base.
Yeah. Fan base.
Okay, yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, but most people are not gonna go there and do that. I'm about to. I'm looking at TikTok, man. 1,000 views is 2 cents. I ain't trying to type of crackhead wages.
Well, I mean,
right?
A billion people on there, though.
Not Reggie, but that's the mindset that fucks us up.
No.
You good?
That's the mindset that messes us up. But
right.
you know, because like there's 2 billion people on there. I'm getting 1 cent per 1,000. Now, again, I'm gonna have to use Kanye on this. I created my own and everybody just came to me and I got everything, regardless of if it was just 5 people or 5,000 people. I got everything. Mm-hmm. You didn't get the 1 cent.
You won't sell your own stuff before you sell somebody else's stuff. You won't own it. Hey, man, I know you got laundry, man. You need somebody to work there. Instead of going, hey, man, how you run this joint? How much you need to get a laundromat started? And laundromat is one of the most lucrative businesses you can ever get into. Yeah. I own 20 of them joints. Laundromats,
car wash.
Huh?
Laundromats and car washes.
Oh, all day. All day. There are jobs that never go out of style. People always need their grass cut. You will always be working.
Yeah.
You smell bad. You smell like grass and you need some Zyrtex or something, but you're going to make money. That's the problem that we have today. The problem is that we teach people to be star-studded. We don't teach people to have ground-up work to get to where they want to be. Only reason why I'm talking about this so much is because I think this is the conversation nobody wants to have.
I agree.
Nobody wants to have it. Nobody wants to do conferences where I have people come in and just train them to be great. Mm. You ain't never seen nobody. And we supposed to get together next Monday, right? Coming Monday. All the people that I'm training and helping to grow their business. I love them. I want them to be successful. Hollywood, as a matter of fact, Holly Ed and them all have recorded it. I didn't care about nothing else but seeing them become great. I want people that look like me to be successful, that they can help other people who look like me in the next generation. But you can't do that if you don't have ownership. If you're always working for somebody, you're going to always be struggling. And that's budgeting. Like I study finances. I expect by the time I get to around June, July, to be teaching courses that are free on the We As Men website to help men learn and women learn about finance. I know women gonna watch it. They don't be playing. They don't care where it come from. They gonna learn about finances because we need to teach it. But it all starts with a budget. If you can't budget your household bills, you can't run $1 million company. Care what nobody tell you.
Your home is your company. Crap, even getting off there, your family's a company.
Hello. Hello. You know what I'm saying? I got a brother who's in prison right now, right? When he come home, he walking into a job. Because I run a company. Now, before, when I said, oh, I can help you get a job, and people would fail him and all that. I was like, when you come home this time, we're not doing that. Nah. That's crazy. Because I know it's going to put you back in the system. Yeah. Mm. So if I got you working for me, then you're good. Then I'm going to go talk to the lawyer. I'm going to tell him where you live. I'm going to tell you what job you got. And then you have a probation officer out here. You ain't got to go through all that. You know what I mean? You could build out what you want to be. But we don't talk like that. Because we don't work that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People only work with you when you got money, bro. But most of our people won't work with you from the ground up. You got to have a vision. You got a great vision. You could build from the vision. If you and make the vision plain, like right. we do discovery and work and all this other kind of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? To help us get where we at. And you have to have a great system. A great system of people just sitting around and brainstorming and putting it together. Once you get that, you're great. You know what I'm saying? Sure, my lady sat down with me and Reggie and went through the whole process. This is what we're doing. This is what we're working on. This is what we're trying to get done. And she's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody that I know I could build with. And then when it grows and it gets to the level that I want, I know it'll be the person that I will eventually marry. And we'll be able to pour that into our kids.
That's a whole nother episode. Oh, Lord. Choosing the right person.
Oh, Lord. No, we're not doing that. Oh,
I got scared. Choosing the right. That's a whole nother episode. Choosing the right person, yeah.
These generations don't know how to choose, and they're all broken. Just putting pieces together. Just crumble cake.
Yeah, the right press. A whole nother episode.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode. But I'm saying that to say, this is the kind of conversations we need to have. Yeah. And it ain't tough, and they're in depth, and it's long, and people get all frustrated. I don't get kick rocks. You're talking about. I don't want to know about people's drama, because rich people's drama to me is annoying.
Rich people's drama.
Yeah, rich people's drama. Like Desperate Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Loving Hip Hop.
Distractions.
Comedians yeah. arguing. Like everybody mad at Shannon Sharp for other people's words is weird to me. He should have did it this way. Nobody cares what you think. He's not a journalist.
Nope. Never professed to be.
Come on. You hate on Stephen A. Smith for what? Oh, he don't support our people. If he broke, yeah, love him. Ain't that weird? If you broke, we love you.
Because you're on the same level as I am.
Yeah, you struggle. I see you coming up, baby. As soon as you hit $4-5 million, yeah, you different. I said the same thing last year. I just got the check 3 weeks ago. How am I different? Stephen A. Smith been Stephen A. Smith for the last 20-some-odd years.
Yeah.
I think he said 30.
Oh, 30 years.
I think it's 30, you know yeah.
No, the only thing changed, no disrespect to him, is his hairline. That thing need to go. He needed to rock a baldy. Let's just go. I seen him in the baldy from back in the day. Yeah, it worked for him. It worked for him. But the headline right here, when it's right here, your ears is right here, and your headline right that's not God. That's terrible. When you turn to the side, you look like all forehead. And it make you want to slap it, don't it? You don't see it?
I don't watch him.
You don't watch TV? So this is how it looks. look. He's talking like this, right? This is how he talk. And then he turns to the side. And
said like that?
Right. He's like, oh, man, come on, baby. What's good, man? off. It's not even forehead. It's like head. It's like, and he edged it. He put an edge up right here.
He got a little mini pro thing.
Yeah, oh, that's terrible. I don't know why we judging that, man. God bless your hairline. God bless your hairline. I'd have got a derm roller after a while, though, but I don't think it'll work.
The what?
Derm roller. You know how you poke the holes in your head, regrow your head? No, don't even worry about it. Just not. Red's looking like, maybe?
Not. What? What? There's what? So you're telling me to understand. Let's go.
Man, this was a good conversation, though. Yeah. This is probably one of our best ones, man. I really hope a lot of people watch this and listen to it. Shout out to my boy Rodney. Shout out to my boy Reggie. If you get a chance, man, in the next couple of weeks, the We As Men website will be launching where you can come and support a lot of young men. If you live in the Douglasville area and you're looking for a great personal trainer, boy, Rodney right here can help you with that.
Worldwide, too.
Oh, worldwide, too. Yeah, you got the online stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just be faithful to your classes, because if you don't show up, he might judge you. You know what I'm saying?
I will hold you accountable.
Not that I know anything about it.
See you next week.
See you next week. All right, man, we appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day. Always remember to love, pray, serve, and share. And you can do that any and everywhere.